Social responsibility strategies. Rather than using a random combination of philanthropic endeavors and other efforts, a manufacturing/service strategy for social responsibility requires the following actions. Set the goal of shared value. How does your product benefit society and the organization? Identify points of intersection. What points of intersection exist between the products/services in society? Choose which social issues to address. What impact can the actions of the organization have on the supply chain? This type of impact is referred to as an inside-out linkage. Inside-out linkages are the influences of an organization's value chain activities on society. These influences often can be subtle and can vary with the location of the organization and over time. Examples include the following: infrastructure, human resource management, technology development, procurement, inbound logistics, operations, outbound logistics, marketing and sales, after-sales service. Looking at the same concept in reverse, outside-in linkages are the influences of society on an organization's value chain activities. They include the following: available inputs to business, human resources, transportation, and so on. Competitive rules and incentives, policies that protect intellectual property and safeguard against corruption. Local demand standards, product quality and safety, consumer rights, etc. Availability of supporting industries, service providers, machine producers, etc. The goal is to be more proactive and use social responsibility as one of the many levers that the organization considers when designing its global network. Examples of social responsibility strategies include green and sustainable manufacturing by design and the sustainable management system model. Green and sustainable manufacturing by design. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines green manufacturing, also called sustainable manufacturing, as a method of producing a good or service that minimizes external cost and pollution. It includes design for reuse, design for disassembly, and design for remanufacture. The goal of green manufacturing is to choose methods of manufacturing and ways to provide services that promote future economic success while also benefiting society and the environment. Green manufacturing or services focus on achieving high performance levels in the long term, avoiding detrimental behaviors in the short term, staying profitable enough to remain in business. These principles can have an important effect on decision making and the way business is carried out. Specifically, manufacturing and services should be performed in a manner that protects and improves the triple bottom line, such as using design for the environment principles to make a biodegradable product that can be marketed as such, and that may also reduce the need for and costs of hazardous material handling and disposal. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines design for the environment, DFE, as considering health, safety, and environmental aspects of a product during the design and development phase of product development. The steps involved in designing for the environment, or eco-effective design, are shown in Exhibit 1-125. Some organizations call this going from cradle to cradle, driven by a commitment to putting eco-effective principles into action. Change grows incrementally using these steps. One standard that promotes and is making great strides in green and sustainable business is the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, LEED Certification Program for Design, Construction, and Operation of High-Performance Buildings. The standard has guidance on environmentally friendly construction products, sustainable management system model. Organizations today are improving effectiveness in meeting competitive challenges by integrating their environmental, health, and safety activities with sustainable development. In EMS and Sustainable Development, a model and comparative studies of integration, Octum et al., have developed a new model for this system, a sustainable management system, SMS. The SMS model is a slightly different approach to sustainable development, starting from a regulatory compliance base and attempting to merge health, safety, and environmental concerns into an existing business model. The model has the following five components. Business case. This includes a review of costs and benefits such as salaries of employees related to the SMS, expected savings in waste disposal, reduced fines, and so on. Business opportunities and internal and external savings. Organizational component. Management buy-in, resources, and a management structure are required for success. Operational component. This links the SMS to the overall strategic plan. Procedures are established, personnel are trained, and stakeholders are engaged in the process. Enterprise Resource Planning, ERP, and IT. These facilitate business operations internally and externally in the supply chain. Monitoring and audits. SMS performance and conformance are reviewed at regular intervals. Corrective and preventive actions are initiated as required. GSK example. The use of the SMS model is illustrated in the following example regarding GlaxoSmithKline, GSK. GSK implemented an environmental health and safety management system in the 1990s. Part of its motivation was to comply with regulations and laws. The company had found compliance sometimes difficult because it relied on individuals rather than a standardized system. The system was successful, and GSK soon added a program for sustainable development, which evaluated the impact that R&D activities had on natural resources, procurement, capital expenditures, and other areas. These areas were controlled by the management system and tracked through audits. GSK established a Risk Oversight and Compliance Council, ROCC, which coordinated the risk management activities and reported its evaluation of environmental, health, and safety activities to the executive team. The board included committees that assessed audit results, SMS management, and social responsibility. GSK began a new certification audit system that scored broad activities and looked at business continuity, loss prevention, employee health, and sustainability. As defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, certification audits are audits occurring within registration processes. This could be for ISO 9000 conformance, for example. The organization also adopted an ERP system aligned with ISO certification.